Welcome to this sermon from Christ Church. Have your Bible ready, and let's begin.
Bow your heads in prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time together. Thank you for, Lord, your great love for us. Thank you, Father, that we can celebrate that. We can find hope and courage in that this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to hear this last message in Ephesians and to fight the good fight in our lives, Lord. Every one of us have different battles going on. They look different. They feel different. But Lord, I pray that we could find strength in you for everything that is ahead. And I ask this in Jesus' good name. Amen. Hey, church, well, it's good to be with you this morning. I also want to say a big thank you for all those gift cards. We exceeded the number that we needed. So we'll be able to just kind of bless them. Maybe a little bit more at Christmas time. So thank you so much. I love our church because every time I ask you to serve our community, you just show up and you do it without fanfare. You do it, you know, humbly and just an awesome way. So thank you so much for that. Today we are going to finish our sermon series on Ephesians. And then next week I'm going to do a standalone sermon. And then we're starting a brand new sermon series for the holidays. And I really think you're going to love this series. Allie asked me the other day, she said, you know, what do you want for Christmas? And my first thought was like, I'll just take like a boatload of money would be. But then I was like, well, that's not going to happen. She's going to give me my own money, you know. And then I was like, you know, I think it would just be nice to like do nothing. And it kind of triggered something in my mind. So the sermon series, and tell me if you feel this way, it's going to be all I want for Christmas is less stress. How many want that as a Christmas gift this year? Yeah. All I want for Christmas is less stress. And the scriptures have a lot to speak to us about anxiety and stress and fear. And I know those are very powerful realities in all of our lives. So we're going to spend, you know, up through Christmas time talking about that. And it's a great opportunity to invite a friend. You're not going to want to miss it. So that's what's coming up. But today we're going to finish our series in Ephesians and look at Ephesians chapter 6. Now, some years ago, Allie and I were at a concert with some good friends, and we were at Blossom. And it was one of those beautiful summer days, you know, Blossom's got the nice grass area, and we were just kind of chilling in that, and it was just good friends. It was very, like, picturesque, there we go, night, and we were having a good time. The only bad thing is that it was a country concert. So that was the, oh, man, I just lost three quarters of the room. But in terms of country, it could have been worse. It was Zac Brown Band. So, you know, I like some chicken fried. You know what I'm saying? I'd sing it for you, but the only part I can remember is when he says chicken fried. That's it. That's the only lyric I remember. But it was cool. We were just sitting there relaxing. And then all of a sudden, these two ladies just went on into an all-out brawl right in front of us. No joke. And you know, usually when people fight, there's like a half hour of posturing. Well, that's if guys fight, right? You're like in each other's faces for 20 minutes before. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But ladies, man, they don't mess around. It scared me. And it just rolled across. It was like straight out of a movie. And, you know, punching each other, you know, scratching, it was bad. And then all of a sudden they were done. And I was like, what just happened? Did I just black out for a second? That was really weird because it came out of nowhere and then it went, then it was fine. And then Zac Brown was back and I was just, it was a really weird moment because I was like, I thought I was at a concert, not a UFC fight here. But now I'm not really sure. And today we're gonna look at the Apostle Paul because he's going to say, whether you know it or not, you're in a fight. Whether you know it or not. I didn't know it then. But after that, I was ready. I was just looking, corner of my eye the whole time. Because if you know you're in a hostile environment or going into a hostile environment, you take a different posture, right? Your senses go up. And the Apostle Paul is going to say, believe it or not, that as we grow in knowing God, as we grow in loving God, as we try to grow in serving God, the Apostle Paul says, it's a fight. That not everyone is always excited about that. And that sometimes as you take a step forward, your reward for taking a step forward will be opposition from the outside. But the Apostle Paul tells us this not to discourage us, but to prepare us. Because if you know it's coming, you can be ready for it. And he also wants to tell us that these are fights that we are capable of winning if we approach them in the right way. One of my favorite quotes is from Colonel David Hackworth. He was a Vietnam commander, but he says, if you find yourself in a fair fight, you didn't plan your mission properly. I just like that quote. My brother, growing up, he was always much bigger than me. My brother's like 6'4", so he was always stronger, and could handle me pretty good. But I never fought fair. I picked up chairs and fish hooks. So I understand what he's saying here. Caught him from surprise, you know. Anyway, we're getting off topic. But today, I want to talk about the fight that we have to fight, and that this is a spiritual fight, but God has given us the tools that it doesn't have to be a fair fight. In other words, it's a fight that we can win if we approach it with the right weapons that God has for us. Here's how the great Apostle Paul says it in Ephesians chapter 6. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. That here's how you're going to fight this. Put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. But do you see what Paul's saying? He's saying, you're in a fight. You're in a fight. And he says, stand strong. Don't back down. God's given you what you need to win this fight. But you've got to engage in it, and you've got to use the right weapons, and you've got to keep going forward even when it's tough. So there's four ideas I want to share with you this morning to help us understand how to fight these spiritual battles in our lives. And here's the first thing that I think we need to talk about to really understand this, is that we need to acknowledge that we are spiritual beings. I think that's where it begins. Because Paul is talking not so much about the battles that we can see, but he's talking about the battles we can't always see. And it's easy to read a passage like this in our day and age because Paul wrote this 2,000 years ago. That's a long time. And it's easy to read this and say, well, Paul, you just had a primitive understanding of the world. Right, Paul, you believe in spiritual realities because science was in its infancy then. You with me on this? And Paul, you believe in the spiritual realities because you couldn't understand, you know, cells and disease and so many of the things that we understand here. And it's easy to dismiss what he's saying because we think that Paul's just being primitive and anti-scientific. But I want you to open your mind to this because I think if you dismiss Paul on that basis, you miss something really profound about what it means to be a human being. Paul is not anti-scientific. Paul is not primitive in his thinking at all. But what Paul is talking about is something that I think we, if we sit and think about it, would acknowledge that it's true. You are more than just a collection of cells. We are more than just a biological function. And I know sometimes in our world, that's what we want to reduce ourselves and people down to. But have you ever noticed when someone's spirit is unhealthy, it's a big deal in our lives. When you lose hope, everything in your life begins to shut down. And hope is a spiritual thing. You with me on this, church? That when our spiritual life is unhealthy, it deeply affects every other area of our life because we are spiritual beings. You are a soul. That there is something about you that is deeper than your biological makeup. There is something about you that is the source and the direction and your core identity that directs everything else in your life. And this is what the scriptures say is our spiritual lives. And so what Paul is saying is he's saying, hey, we know what it looks like when our body's sick. We know what it looks like when we're fighting a battle physically. I tweaked my elbow the other day, and I was like, man, this is going to take like a week to get better. I know how my body reacts to pain and things like that, but Paul says we also have to understand when our spirits are under attack, when our spirits are in an unhealthy place, and we have to be prepared for that. You with me on this, church? Let me try and explain this one more time before I put everybody to sleep this morning. There can be a lot of things going well for you on the outside. But if you're losing the battles on the inside, it doesn't matter. And I believe more and more, so many of us are fighting invisible battles that no one knows about. Several years ago, when I was at Fort Jackson, we had one of our instructors. He was a chaplain, but he was also a Green Beret and a ranger, which was really cool. And he was a chaplain for Green Berets. And he told us a story about one of the commanders of the special forces group that he was part of. He said this guy was just an absolute stud. You know, I mean, he was leading these guys, and he had just gotten promoted to major, which is really hard to get in that community. I mean, you're the best of the best, and then to get to major, you got to be the best of the best of the best and do that. So just absolute top tier. And he said he had a family and a wife, and everything on the outside was going for him. And then one day, he took his own life. And he said he had no idea why. He couldn't see the invisible battle that this guy must have been facing. And no clue, because everything on the outside looked amazing. And in his world, things could not have been better, but yet this battle was raging and it was invisible. It was invisible to everyone, but yet it had disastrous effects because we are spiritual beings. And that the inside, what we're fighting that other people don't see, are the most important fights in our life. That this invisible battle that no one saw, that people were shocked by, was the most significant battle in his life. And so what Paul is saying is that we will face those. And I bet many of us are facing those today. You're fighting a battle other people don't see. But the good news that Paul is speaking to us is we can win those. And there is help. And we don't have to do it alone. But first, we have to acknowledge that they're real. We have to acknowledge that it's a big part of being a human being. And that these are the most important battles in our life. The battle for hope is the most important battle you might face. Should I keep going? Is it worth it? The battle of purpose. Why do I exist? These are all spiritual realities that we have to fight through. So that's the first thing. Here's the second thing. He says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. These aren't battles against people, but they're spiritual. And they're spiritual in nature. And the second thing we have to acknowledge is that as we make progress, it will typically be met by opposition. Now, I know this isn't good news for you this morning, but I think you need to be prepared for that. Sometimes when you leave here and you decide to live differently, you will then face opposition because of that decision that you've made. And just think about this in a very simple way. Have you ever noticed in life that sometimes when you make positive changes in your life, people aren't always excited about that? right? You come into work and they're like, oh, you want McDonald's? Like, no, I'm trying to eat healthy. Oh, you too good for us? You think you're better than me? Well, I'll go get a milkshake. How do you like me now? And sometimes, honestly, when you're making real changes in your life, people get threatened by that. Because now you're challenging their unhealthiness. And it's not just physical things. Sometimes maybe if you go into work and you try to have a good attitude, they're like, oh, who do you think you are? I'm sorry, I didn't realize I'm with the happiest person on the planet today. And sometimes people will try to bring you down. Now, what the Apostle Paul says is one level deeper than that. He says, here's the reality. There are spiritual forces, and they'll try to bring you down. And Paul's not trying to scare us, and he's not trying to overplay that, but he is saying there is resistance. That one of the things the scriptures teach is that the world we see isn't all that there is. There's worlds behind it. And some of that, as we take steps towards God, not everybody's excited about that. And sometime the day you decide to take a step towards God, you just have to know you're stepping into a fight. And there might be a battle that you have to work your way through. You with me on this, church? And so Paul says we have to acknowledge that. Now, one more thing I'll say about that is he says that we're battling through the schemes of the devil. And he's talking about these spiritual forces. Now, when you think about that, you might think of like the movie The Exorcist or something like that, and spitting green soup. Or I was talking with someone about the movie The Shining the other day. My brother made me watch that when I was 7. Terrified me. I still hate scary movies to this day because of that. But anyway, the schemes of the devil are not those type of things. The scriptures say that the way evil works in our life is through lies, theft, and intimidation. That in other words, here's what evil sounds like. It's a voice inside that says you're worthless. That's the power of evil. It's a voice that says, give up. Give up. It won't make a difference. Evil works on us by selling us these lies that end up robbing us of the purpose and potential that God has given us. Evil says, indulge. You deserve it. Sleep in. Eat that. Drink more. Say that. Don't restrain yourself. And slowly over time, what it does, it robs our potential of healthy relationships that we could have, of the potential people we could be, of the opportunities that God has created for us. And so what the Apostle Paul is saying is he's saying, I'm aware of those things, and I'm going to stand and fight against them. And for some of us, we have to realize that some of those thoughts in our heart and in our mind, they're not from God. And they're not true. And we need to fight against them. Because the voice of God is so much different. You with me on this, church? And so we just have to acknowledge it. Here's the third part. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, if you read the verses after it, the Apostle Paul goes into great detail about these pieces of armor. And we don't have time today to talk about that, but he talks about the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth and the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith and the boots of the good news of the gospel. But what Paul is saying is he's saying these battles, some of the battles in our life need fought in spiritual ways. And let me explain this. Spiritual battles are won by spiritual methods. there are some things in your life, there are some battles that you will face that can only be won through prayer. There are some things in this world I can't plan my way through. I can't strengthen my way through. I can't manipulate my way through. I need to pray through. You with me on this, church? That there are some battles that we can only win. When you maybe are at a point in your life where it's like every way you've tried to turn is a brick wall. Maybe that's because you can't win this battle in the way that you're trying to. And you need to win it through humbling yourself before God and saying, this is bigger than me, this is beyond me, and would you help me? I saw this very clear some years ago. When I was younger, I had some friends that went to Baldwin Wallace College, and they had this great ministry there. And we would go on Thursday nights, and there would be hundreds of BW kids that were just worshiping God, that were coming together and reading the scriptures. And I mean, the place was alive. It was electric. And every time I'd be like, I don't know how many kids there are, but this is insane. I've never seen so many college kids so passionate about God. It was really remarkable. And then one day we were there, and these two older ladies came to the front. And I was like, what are they doing here? You know, I mean, they were clearly not students. You know, they were, I'm trying to say it all very nicely, they were a little older. Seasoned, you know. What's the right words over here? They got up and they said, for the last 10 years, we've came into this room and we've prayed that God would reach students here. And they said, for 10 years, it's just been me, whatever their names were. We've just come in and we've prayed. And I said, today we see God answering these prayers. But that battle was won because those two women did that. I believe that. That though it was those prayers of these incredible women that had the faith and the vision, they won that battle, and now it was just everybody got to experience the blessing of that victory. And I'm saying that to you because maybe there's some battles you can win today in your family by going on the room in your room and praying. Maybe you can win some battles for your grandkids. Maybe you can win some battles for your sons and daughters, and you can do it today so that they can live in the blessing of the victory. You with me on this, church? I want to be a church that wins some battles for the next generation. Don't you? I want to be praying now that, man, God, in decades after we're all gone, we would have created a path for others to come after us and to make a difference in their generation for the gospel. We can win these, but they're won by spiritual means. Sometimes the most powerful battles in your life, you will win when you get serious with God and you say, God, what do you want me to do? And you go and do it. No one will see it. No one will know it. It'll be between your heart and God. But when you decide to fully obey him, you will see important battles won. No one will see it on the outside, but it will be a tremendous victory that affects everything. So maybe there are some battles in our life that we need to fight in a different way. Maybe instead of just being frustrated at the way things are, maybe we need to put this armor on and begin to fight. I can't change that person's heart, but I can talk to God about it, and he can change their heart. I can't change this circumstance, but I can ask God to change me. And maybe at the right time, God will change this circumstance. See, Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, maybe some of our issue is that we've been fighting the wrong thing. And we've been lashing out in the wrong way, and we've been wasting energy that could be put into something more productive. Have you ever lashed out at the wrong person? You come home from work, you had a bad day, and your spouse gets it. You guys are too holy for that, I know. I know your marriages are too are too perfect. Yeah, you would never do that. It's happened to me once or twice, though. A couple weeks ago, there's a pastor on staff at Christ Church who sometimes will steal my cell phone because he thinks it's funny. I won't tell you his name. It sounds kind of like Schmovon, though. And he'll steal it. And, you know, I try to be a mature person. I do. But there's a battle out there, and people try to bring me down. A couple weeks ago, you know, I walked in my office. My phone wasn't there. He was in. Schmovon was in there before me. And I just wasn't in the mood. I had a lot of stuff to do. And I said, just give me my phone, man. I'm not in the joking mood. And he's like, well, I don't have it, you know, typical. And so I just saw his, and I took it. And I said, well, when you're ready to be an adult, you can have it, have yours back. We'll do an even trade. And I thought, all right, he's going to come around eventually, and nothing. So finally I went in there again. I was like, okay, seriously, man, I'm going to punch you in the face. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, kind of. Just give it to me. And he's like, no, seriously, I don't have it. And I was like, seriously, just give it back. And finally, he's like, I absolutely don't have it. So then I walked out to my car. It was sitting in the parking lot. Yeah. Wasn't my best day that week. He still probably deserved all that for something else, though. So, yeah, I didn't apologize if that's what you were thinking. I lashed out. I lashed out at the wrong person that time. And sometimes that happens. Some of us, we're fighting the wrong battle. We're getting frustrated with the people around us, but it's because of what's going on inside of us. But you know, the people around us are paying the price. And Paul says, know what fight you need to fight. Know who you need to fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not my spouse that needs to get it. It's not my kids. It's not the people around me. I need to work this out in my spirit with God's help. And I need to fight the right battle and the right opponent. And here's the last thing. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Fight this battle in God's strength. And the last thing is that we have to show up, stand our ground, and trust the battle is the Lord's. It's exhausting to try and fight every battle in life alone. It's exhausting to try and fight it in your own strength. And you know what? You're not meant to win it in your own strength. The deepest battles in your life, you need God's help. And I need God's help. And what Paul is saying is he's saying, if you show up to it, and if you stand up to it, God will meet you in it. For some of us, maybe there's things we're avoiding in our life. We're running from the fight. I think in our world, technology makes it so easy to avoid our problems, to avoid what's really going on in the inside. Because as long as I have my cell phone, I can be distracted 24 hours a day. And I can never acknowledge and wrestle with what's going on inside of me. For some of us, the scariest thing is 10 minutes of absolute silence. It's because we're running from battles. We can't sit alone with our own thoughts. But here's what Paul is saying to us today. Stand up and fight them, and God will help you. You don't have to figure it out on your own. He won't forsake you. Stand up. Whatever needs worked out, go to God. Ask for help. Be strong, but be strong in His might. Be strong by trusting in Him to help you and to meet you. And He will do it every single time. When I was young, my mom used to tell me stories about her childhood. And one of my favorite stories was her and her siblings were in Colorado. And they were kind of at a campground. And she was the second oldest. And she had three or something like that under her. And they were all in the room. And all of a sudden, into the room comes just a group of guys that were up to no good. And they started bullying them, picking on them, pushing them around. And she knew this is not good, but these guys, we can't stand up to these guys. They're going to beat us up, torture us, whatever. And all of a sudden, she said she heard a harmonica playing. And she knew that was her older sister's boyfriend. And he came into the door and he said a thing or two to those people. I won't get into the details of it, but they ran out because they knew this guy was serious and they were no match for him. And I've always loved that image because I think what is so intimidating to us, what we're up against, is nothing to God. And that the God that we have, maybe our issue is we haven't invited Him in to the room. And maybe what we need to do is just stop trying to figure it all out on our own. Stop trusting in what we know and what we can do. And maybe what we need to do is just say, God, this is all beyond me, but I know You are a mighty warrior and You will come and help me. And He will. He absolutely will. Sometimes it's just a matter of us humbling ourselves and asking for that help. And so today I'm going to pray. But if you are fighting something in your life today, I want you to pray and just ask for God's strength in your fight. Ask for God's wisdom. Ask for God's direction. And let's take a moment and let's humble ourselves and be strong, not in our own might, but in His. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much, Lord, that these battles that we face, these invisible battles, maybe some of us are going through it right now, no one knows about it, but we feel the weight of it every day. I pray, Father, that we could see that You see this battle, that You care, that You are more than enough to lead us through it, and that we don't have to do it alone. Father, today I pray we could feel Your strength. I pray we could feel Your love. I pray we could feel Your presence. I pray we could feel that we are not alone, that You are good and You are trustworthy, and that ultimately, Lord, the victory was won at the cross. And every other battle is nothing but a small skirmish that You've already given us victory for. I pray You would strengthen us through that truth and Christ would be glorified. We pray in His great name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information about Christ Church, check us out on the web at christchurchohio.org. If we can be of any help to you, call us at 440-236-8282. Until next time, blessings to you.